20 years after Larry Heineman came home to Chicago from his combat tour in Vietnam, he wrote, "I came home unceremoniously, and glad of that, feeling alien in my own country, separated by time and spirit and mind, filled with exhausted relief, immersed in the death taint." Since 1968, Heineman has become an accomplished writer about a subject he knows well, the Vietnam War. He's written two novels and numerous articles about the war. His novel, Paco's Story, won the 1987 National Book Award for Fiction. He's currently working on a nonfiction book about Vietnam vets who suffer an affliction known as post-traumatic stress disorder, a pattern of nightmares, flashbacks, and emotional numbing, leading to perhaps deep psychological problems, suicide, alcoholism, or drug abuse. I spoke to Heineman while he was in Philadelphia as part of a visiting writers program co-sponsored by Penn, the International Writers Organization, and the University of Pennsylvania. He told me that nothing in his background prepared him to be a writer.
I grew up in a house where there were no books, and there wasn't an emphasis on education. And I came to writing with a story. After I went to school after I got out of the service in 68 and got in with a bunch of writers when I went to college. And those were the people who said, you must write the stories. Because I was not one of those guys who came back and went to their room and never said boo and have been eating my liver out for 20 years. Anybody who asked me about the war in 1968, I told them absolutely everything. I mean, it was almost breathless. I mean, I was just in a hurry to tell. And much to my wonder and surprise and great pleasure, found that I liked writing and was a good writer. So I knew I had a good story to tell, and it was just a matter of teaching myself to write. I mean, like grammar and punctuation. Mm-hmm. I was never a very good student, so I really literally, I don't mean to sound like I'm bragging or anything, but literally started from a standing stop.
One of the recurring themes of Paco's story is the main theme, I guess it is his difficulty in adjusting to life back in this country after his time in Vietnam, the serious dislocation that he feels from being instantly transported from the squalid war into life back again in the United States where he's ignored. What has drawn you to this theme and what keeps you writing about it?
Well, I think that it boils down to this. It was a year's tour in the combat infantry that I did. And the event had such a remarkable impact on my life that it's still a very powerful subject. And to write two novels about it, and I'm also writing a book of nonfiction about delayed stress. To write about something that is just so totally fascinates a person, I think it's the job of any writer. Any strong life experience is going to have an effect on a person in all kinds of ways. And as a storyteller, there's a great deal to talk about. I mean, it was a very complicated event, even though it was compressed into a year's time. And I've spent the last, well, now it's 21 years, really sort of mulling over what it was, culling through what it is like in this culture to be a soldier.
You've traveled to the Soviet Union to take a look at soldiers who fought in the Afghan War. What did you find? Was there a similarity in reaction to the Afghan War that you felt and found amongst others from Vietnam?
Well, first of all, the Soviet veterans of the Afghan War refer to themselves as Afghansi. I went there as a member of a group that was organized by an outfit in Seattle called Earth Stewards Network. And I went there to as sort of an adjunct research to the book I'm doing on delayed stress about American veterans. But the patterns of delayed stress among the Afghansi are just the same. There's a lot of bitterness toward the government. I mean, like, if the people in this country don't understand how amazing Glasnost and Perestroika, these guys were just incredibly outspoken, like out front about being angry and bitter of being betrayed by their government, which is somewhat the feeling a lot of Vietnam veterans have. They have problems with alcoholism and not knowing what to do with all this anger that they have, which expresses itself in, you know, bar fights and stuff like that. And the Afghansi really haven't been able to educate the bureaucrats to respond to them. It took us a couple of days for us to get them to understand the word bullshit, okay? Just the plain old American word bullshit. And once they understood what bullshit meant, they started talking about the bullshit bureaucracy. Yeah. I mean, so the Afghansi are in some ways going through the same process that we have had to go through.
Your book, Paco's Story, won the National Book Award in 1987.
Correct.
And it stunned the traditional literary world, expecting maybe a book by Philip Roth or Toni Morrison to win. Your book did. The New York Times came out with a series of articles questioning the choice and analyzing why your novel could have possibly won. And it struck me in reading over these old news articles that the reaction to your book winning was in very much the way Vietnam vets were treated when they came back from the war here. Like, why do we have to pay attention to this issue? Why should this be in the forefront of our literary life?
The book award was a complete surprise to me, too. I'm sure there were a lot of people in the room who were surprised, but the two most surprised people were Toni Morrison and myself. She was very elegant and to me the night of the book award. She hung around and I got to meet her and talk with her for a couple of minutes, and she was very gracious. And I was grateful for her for the effort that she made.
But you don't feel that or do you feel that?
Well, I think the point of the New York Times article a couple of days later was the fact that Vietnam has been enough already, and let's start going on to other things. But under that, it was this. They were really angry. That somebody outside New York had actually won the award.
I want to ask you one last question. Two of your brothers have disappeared. You don't know where they are. One of them disappeared after time in Vietnam. Have you thought about why he disappeared? And have you ever heard from him in the past several years?
No. Actually, no to both questions. My youngest brother and I both served in Vietnam. He was a two-tour Marine who dropped out of high school to join the Marine Corps. And when he came back from his second tour, he and I did not speak for about 10 years. So I really didn't know what was on his mind. He got married, had a child, and then he just something happened to him, and he got divorced and lost his job. That's not exactly nothing. And then he just took off.
But you were never able to talk with him about your time in Vietnam
together? No, he didn't want to talk about it. And he's one of those guys, I think, who he's lost. I mean, he's just lost. And it's a shame because he was a good guy. Now, there are a lot of guys like that. Who came back from overseas, is like Paco, you know. Something so terrible happened to them, and something that they don't even suspect.